Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Paid in Full, Already in Progress.
God is good, huh? Okay. Let's turn over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Lord, thank you. While we're turning to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, I want to praise you and thank you for the people, the men and women that's in government. Lord, I ask you to bless them. I ask you to protect them, just like Psalms 91 says. I ask you to keep them safe from evil. I ask you to give them, especially the new president and his staff and all the men that's working with him and women, I ask you to give them the knowledge, the wisdom, the revelation, the understanding that they need to be able to rule this country, to keep peace between all the nations of the world. We don't want war. We want peace. And you told us if we would pray for our leaders and pray that you bless our leaders, we would be able to live in peace. And so, Lord, we're doing exactly what you said. And we know that you're going to bless our nation. You're going to give our leaders the information, the revelation, the wisdom they need to be able to do what they need to do to be able to have a great and wonderful nation, to make America great. And then, Lord, I ask you to lay on the heart of this president as well as his staff to put men and women back into positions of power that will critique all of the video and movies and things that go out. It'll be like it was when I was a young man. Amen. They had to be critiqued by the church before they could be aired. Amen. And Lord, I ask you to do that same thing again, and we get rid of all this vulgar trash. Amen. And crazy, stupid stuff. Yeah. That people that have no knowledge of who you are, that are bleeding themselves, dragging themselves into the pit of hell and don't even know what they're doing. Because we've not stood the ground. But Lord, we're going to stand that ground. We're going to ask you to move on people's hearts and that you'll have somebody in his team that's a great man of God. And Lord, as the new CIA director, I don't know what his name is, but I heard him make a statement the other day. He is the brand new CIA director, and he said there's only one answer to the problems of the world, and it's Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us men like that. Without men like him, we can never get it done. But with men like him and many other men and women that are like him, men and women that know you as Lord and Savior, that you will move on their hearts. You put a thought in their heart that they need to put a commissioning board back up there for Hollywood and the TV. And anything that don't pass to the standards and specifications of the Word of God, something that you told us to look upon things that are clean and pure and holy. And if it's not clean and pure and holy, don't let it be aired or shown nowhere in the world. It will be buried and they'll throw it away. Lord, we saw that happen when I was a young man. I remember the very first curse word I heard spoken in a movie. And the only thing I remember about that movie was when they used that one little tiny three-letter word. Everybody in the movie went, ah! We thought, it can't get no lower than this. And now then we look to see what's there, and it's pitiful what's out there. And we have backed off as a church, and when they tell us we can't pray in the name of Jesus, we backed off and said we don't want to offend anybody. Well, Lord, let us offend them. Jesus offended them. He told them what to do and what they had to do, and they were greatly offended, but it changed their lives forever. So, Lord, help us that we will stand our ground. We will not be afraid, that we will become the church of the living God that's not afraid to present the Word of God like it's written. And then, Lord, as we proclaim your Word, just like all those wonderful testimonies that Gary had about how that as he get those people to repent of sin, forgive, how that as soon as they repented and then he prayed for them, they got healed. the missing link. That's, you revealed that missing link to me years ago, Lord, and I passed that on, and I passed it on through many other pastors and people that have condemned me for doing the things I do. But Lord, that's okay. I'd rather make you mad or them mad than you mad. I don't want to make you mad. So I'm going to teach you exactly what the Word says. If it says it, and for everybody that's here today that knows, they know that if I teach it, it's written in this book. I don't make any just statements. I make statements that come from the Word of God, and I believe with all my heart, Lord, that's why you listen to us. That's why this little ministry has so many praise reports, and that's why we have all these wonderful testimonies every Sunday, because you don't show up for their sin. So, Lord, we get rid of our sin. We walk holy in your presence, and we ask you to move seriously on the men and women of government, that they will all do that. And, Lord, that you will start moving on the hearts of all the men and women, the ones in Hollywood, the ones that everybody, every human being that's out there, not only just the ones trying to come to America, but we rebuke the enemy that's blinding the minds of these people and demand him to quit blinding their mind to the truth of the Word of God. And then we ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, to move on those people's hearts. I mean, begin to draw them by the power of the Holy Spirit. And may they see what they're doing wrong. And may they start coming to us as we, as the church, we stand our ground. The people will come to us and ask us how to be saved, Lord. As we use this book, How to Get a Lost Person Saved. You gave me that information, Lord. You woke me up at 4:00 in the morning in Big Sandy, Texas, and spoke to me audibly and told me you did not want me to preach what Bill Gothard asked me to preach that day, but you wanted me to teach a system on how to get a lost person saved. And that's where that book came from that day, Lord, at that meeting. And I've seen you save many a person by the use of that book, How to Get a Lost Person Saved. We have all the hope and power in the world if we'll only believe that the Word of God is true. God laid it out, and he told us why people are lost. And then he told us how much power and authority we've been given over the enemy. And we run from the enemy. Well, Lord, put in our spirit, just like you did with Brother Gary that day, whenever that demon manifests, he learned a great lesson that day. He learned that he had power and authority over those demons. The day that the demons manifest with me and Cheryl and Dave out there in Silver City, New Mexico, you taught us a great lesson that day too, Lord. And to thank Lord that day, that little woman had 2,823 demons in her. And before that day was over, with your help, we got every demon delivered. And that woman was completely healed and delivered right there that day. Lord, we thank you and praise you for what you're teaching us. We're grateful for the Word and how the Word is true. And it means what it says, that we have all power and all authority over the enemy. And he has to be subject to us in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, thank you for using us for your glory. And I just give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to let Cheryl read for me. Okay. Furthermore.
Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you for you by that Lord Jesus, that as you've received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more.
Okay, and hold it just a minute. Did you see in that scripture where he says that we need to get a hold of the Word of God so we can walk in it? Just like he said there, so we can walk into
please
God. Do you want to please God?
Yes.
Well, like Brother Gary was saying there a while ago when he was up here talking, we thought going to church, I mean, accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior and then going to church and jumping up and down singing a little bit and maybe pushing one or two down, you know, so you can have somebody fall on the floor. You know, that's going to church. But that's not going to church. That's supposed to be training us how to do things like God says, and so we can please God. We are supposed to be doing something for the kingdom of God. We're supposed to be getting rid of sin. We're supposed to be pleasing him, and Jesus is trying to tell us what we need to do if we want to walk with God and to please God. This is what he wants us to do. All right, let's see what he says. Go to the next verse.
For you know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me just ask you a question. For we know what commandments we gave you. I just want to stop here just a second. And for some of you that have been here a long time, I won't point out somebody, but I want you to think, and then I want you to raise your hand. I want you to tell me at least one thing I have taught you that it takes to please God. What's that?
Love.
Love. Okay.
Walk in love.
Anybody else got another
belief.
One? What?
Believe. Just believe.
Just believe. Could it be that simple?
Yes.
Wow. What, Miss Jackie?
Obey.
You mean you really think we don't just come to church and do our thing and then go sleep around or whatever? There's something to all this stuff about obeying, huh? One more. Anybody else?
Forgive.
Okay, forgive. Okay. So those are just a few of the things we learn from God's Word, right? In other words, it's not something you learn from me. I didn't write the book. You know, that's just like the other day when we had this person wrote in and says, Pastor Scrivener, we heard you teaching that the sins of the parents come upon the children. And you know that no good God would do such a thing as that. You know, God would never afflict the children for the sins of the parents. So you've got to be wrong. I said, well, ma'am, or sir, or whatever they were. I said, I didn't write the book. The rule book says, if you do not obey me, I will curse you and your children. Is that what it says? In other words, I wasn't adding anything to it or nothing, was I? So when I learned that lesson, now, Brother Gary, this is something that really, really changed my life. When I learned that children, usually under the age of 15 or 16 years of age, if they're sick or they got a problem, they got a set of parents that are sick somewhere. There's an unforgiveness, a bitterness, or something between the two parents. And when I learned that, more than 20, 30 years ago, I learned that. By knowing that principle, that if you got a sick child, you got a child that's sick because you or your husband or your husband and you are not walking in obedience to God's word.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Paid in Full, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.